Psychology Archetypes with Astrology. Case Study. Ascendant Aries Ashwini Nakshatra. Archetypes activated. The Executor, the Catalyst, the Healer. Sabrina's ascendant falls in Aries, ruled by Mars, a sign of bold initiative, quick response, and unapologetic action. Aries ascendants are wired to lead. They don't hesitate to move forward, often diving into experiences headfirst. This gives Sabrina a natural instinct to start, initiate, and explore. There's a trailblazing quality to her presence, and others likely sense her courage even before she speaks. But the deeper flavor of her Aries comes through Ashwini Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu. This nakshatra is swift, healing-oriented, and connected to divine impulse. It brings a sense of urgency, restoration, and energetic purity. Ashwini wants to help, to fix, to move energy forward. It is associated with speed, light, and primal healing. For Sabrina, this makes her someone who doesn't just initiate. She does so with purpose, often to help, guide, or restore what's been damaged. This blend creates a unique personality pattern. Aries gives her visible strength, directness, independence, and fearless motion, while Ashwini adds a mystical, healing, and quick response nature beneath that drive. Sabrina is someone who senses what needs to be done before others have even processed the problem. She's built to respond, not ruminate. She likely gets restless in stagnation, needing motion to feel alive and aligned. Psychologically, this activates the executor archetype, the one who acts swiftly, decisively, and efficiently. Sabrina doesn't wait for others to catch up. She's already implementing solutions. But layered beneath this is the catalyst, a subtle energetic force that sparks transformation in the lives of others. Her presence, her choices, her words, they have the ability to initiate change, sometimes without conscious effort. Ashwini's healing signature also awakens the healer archetype, but not in the slow, nurturing sense. Sabrina heals through action, through courage, clarity, and disruption of dysfunction. She may find herself drawn to roles that involve emergency responses, energy work, leadership in crisis, or initiating healing conversations that others avoid. Emotionally, her journey involves learning to balance speed with presence. While she is gifted at moving quickly, she must be mindful of impulsiveness or avoidance of emotional depth. Ashwini doesn't like to sit still, but true growth may come from learning when not to act, when to pause, reflect, or wait for the right alignment. In her most integrated form, Sabrina becomes a spark for progress. She lights fires that others can gather around, whether through leadership, healing, or simply the courage to go first. Her path isn't one of slow unfolding, it's one of powerful beginnings, energetic shifts, and trailblazing motion. She's not just an initiator, she's a healer through momentum, a spark in the dark, and a presence that wakes others up to possibility. Rahu in the second house, placed in Kritika Nakshatra, in the sign of Taurus. The second house governs speech, family values, personal resources, and one's foundational sense of self-worth. When Rahu, a planet of obsession, desire, and unorthodox growth, lands here, it brings an insatiable hunger for stability, recognition, and refined expression in these areas. For Sabrina, this means her voice, values, and relationship with material wealth are all supercharged with ambition, intensity, and complexity. Kritika Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, is sharp, fiery, and transformative. It slices through illusion, demands clarity, and burns away what no longer serves. In Taurus, a sign known for groundedness, beauty, and material security, this creates a fascinating contrast. Sabrina likely possesses a cutting, persuasive voice. Something about her speech can pierce through noise and hit emotional truths. Her words carry weight, and people may instinctively listen when she speaks. But with Rahu here, that voice may have taken time to develop. Early life may have involved feeling unheard, misunderstood, or outside of the emotional core of the family. She may have had to carve out her voice rather than inherit it. Rahu's influence brings a deep craving for validation through self-expression, resources, or personal stability, often through unconventional or intense means. Psychologically, this activates the reformer and the visionary archetypes. The reformer within Sabrina wants to challenge outdated family or cultural values. She might feel called to redefine what worth looks like, not just in terms of money, but in how people value voice, truth, and personal authenticity. The visionary aspect arises from Rahu's hunger for expansion. She sees possibilities where others see tradition. She might be drawn to creating new systems of value, whether that's through entrepreneurship, creative communication, or even reshaping her own emotional narratives around security and self-esteem. This placement also gives her a magnetic relationship with material things, money, food, voice, or aesthetics. She may attract wealth or recognition, but must be careful not to become consumed by it. Rahu can create illusions, and in the second house, this might manifest as an overfocus on how she's perceived or how much she has, rather than how grounded she feels internally. The challenge here lies in emotional detachment and overcompensation. She may have moments of overindulgence, overassertiveness in speech, or a tendency to seek external validation for inner wounds. But with awareness, this becomes her power. When integrated, Rahu in Kritika empowers Sabrina to become a voice of refined disruption, someone who challenges the status quo through clarity, creative communication, and the pursuit of deeper truth. Her words become tools of transformation, and her values evolve into a legacy, not just for herself, but for those who have never had the power to speak their truth. Sun and Mercury in the sixth house, both placed in Chitra Nakshatra in the sign of Virgo. The sixth house rules over daily routines, work ethic, service, conflict resolution, and health. When both the Sun and Mercury occupy this house, Sabrina brings intelligence, willpower, and discernment into her everyday functioning. This is someone who thrives when there's a system, a challenge to overcome, or a task that requires precision and focus. The Sun provides clarity and authority in how she handles problems, while Mercury gives her the sharp mental tools to organize, diagnose, and resolve. Chitra Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, adds a bold artistic and structural dimension. It is the architect's star, focused on design, refinement, and crafting beauty out of complexity. In Virgo, an earth sign concerned with perfection, details, and service, Chitra sharpens this energy further. Sabrina likely brings an eye for aesthetic logic into everything she does, from how she solves problems to how she communicates under pressure. She may be someone who cannot tolerate inefficiency and feels a deep inner drive to improve, fix, and upgrade what's not working. With the Sun here, her ego and identity are tied to her ability to perform, solve, and stay ahead of the curve in her daily life. She gains confidence when she's useful, when her efforts lead to tangible results. Mercury in this placement gives her mental agility and a love for systems and analysis. She may excel in research, communication-heavy roles, or anything requiring intellectual troubleshooting. This combination activates the strategist and the administrator archetypes. The strategist comes alive through her ability to plan with foresight, dissect problems into parts, and execute step-by-step improvements. The administrator emerges in her exceptional focus on details. Sabrina likely prefers structure, clear protocols, and measurable outputs. She may be the person others rely on when clarity is needed in a chaotic environment. Psychologically, this placement may reflect early life conditioning around productivity and competence. She may have felt that love or recognition was earned through being helpful, efficient, or the one who fixes things. This can create a tendency toward perfectionism or a habit of overextending herself in service roles, sometimes at the cost of her own well-being. The challenge with Sun, Mercury, and Chitra is in managing stress and avoiding burnout. Her mind can be overactive, and her need for order may clash with life's inherent unpredictability. But when she learns to balance discipline with compassion for herself and others, she transforms into a powerful problem solver whose presence alone brings order and calm. At her best, Sabrina becomes someone who leads through quiet mastery. Her contribution isn't loud, it's precise, refined, and reliable. She has the capacity to rebuild broken systems, illuminate blind spots, and bring beauty and structure to spaces that others find overwhelming. Her work isn't just about tasks, it's about restoring function with grace. Saturn and Venus in the seventh house, both placed in Vishakha Nakshatra in the sign of Libra. The seventh house represents partnerships, both personal and professional. It's where we learn the art of balance, mutuality, and commitment. With both Saturn and Venus placed here, Sabrina's relational life is deeply karmic, disciplined, and spiritually refined. Venus, the natural ruler of Libra and of the seventh house, is strong in its own sign, bringing charm, refinement, and a strong desire for harmony. But Saturn, the planet of responsibility and time, adds a contrasting weight, delaying gratification, deepening commitment, and infusing relationships with a long-term, karmic tone. Vishakha Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, is the star of goal orientation, intensity, and decisive transformation. It symbolizes the struggle between two paths and the powerful focus that emerges once a direction is finally chosen. In the context of the seventh house, this means Sabrina is not someone who takes relationships lightly. She may experience emotional dilemmas in partnerships or feel pulled between the desire for freedom and the deep need for loyalty. But once she commits, she does so fully, with clarity, depth, and an unwavering sense of responsibility. Venus in Vishakha gives her a magnetic, elegant quality in relationships. She seeks beauty, diplomacy, and meaningful connection. But it's not surface-level charm. There's an inner fire driving her desire for depth, growth, and mutual evolution through partnership. Saturn in the same nakshatra grounds this fire with caution, maturity, and a sense of purpose. Relationships are not just emotional. They are vehicles for spiritual growth and real-world accountability. Together, this placement activates the diplomat and the reformer archetypes. The diplomat expresses itself in how Sabrina navigates relationships. She values fairness, listens carefully, and tries to create harmony even in conflict. The reformer shows up in how she transforms the partnership she enters. She's not here for superficial unions. She's here to rebuild trust, restore balance, and shape mature, purpose-driven connections. Psychologically, this pairing suggests that Sabrina may have had early experiences of emotional disappointment or unmet expectations in relationships. She may have learned to protect herself by becoming highly discerning or slow to trust. There could be a sense that true love or partnership requires effort, structure, or even sacrifice. But this very path leads to her deeper strength, her capacity to love through consistency, to hold space through storms, and to build something real. The challenge lies in not becoming too rigid or overly cautious. Venus wants to open and receive. Saturn wants to guard and withhold. Sabrina's growth comes through balancing these, learning when to trust joy, when to draw boundaries, and when to soften without losing herself. At her highest expression, Sabrina becomes a teacher in the realm of relationships, not by preaching, but by example. She shows what it means to commit with both heart and discipline, to love with wisdom, and to build partnerships that are not only emotionally fulfilling, but evolutionarily aligned. Her relationships are not just bonds. They are bridges to personal growth and higher connection. Ketu in the eighth house, placed in Anuradha Nakshatra, in the sign of Scorpio. The eighth house is the deepest psychological territory in the chart. It governs transformation, emotional vulnerability, secrecy, power, loss, and spiritual evolution. With Ketu here, Sabrina enters life with a past life familiarity with emotional intensity, mystery, and the hidden forces that shape life. Ketu, the headless body of the serpent, represents spiritual detachment and intuitive mastery. In the eighth house, this means she's naturally tuned to the unseen. She doesn't fear what others avoid. In fact, she may feel strangely at home in places of crisis, healing, or deep emotional truth. Anuradha Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, is about loyalty, devotion, and structured emotional intensity. It seeks true connection, but only after rigorous emotional testing. In Scorpio, a sign already associated with depth, transformation, and guarded emotionality, Anuradha adds emotional precision and karmic responsibility. This placement gives Sabrina a profound emotional intelligence. She senses when something is off, even if no one says a word. Her insight cuts through pretense. Ketu here makes her naturally introspective and detached from surface-level relationships or superficial emotional dramas. She may have experienced deep emotional shifts early in life, loss, betrayal, or psychological turbulence, but these experiences become the raw material for her evolution. There's a spiritual detachment from worldly power, yet an uncanny mastery of emotional survival. This placement brings forth the guardian and the mystic archetypes. The guardian emerges in how fiercely she protects her emotional space and those she trusts. She may not open up easily, but when she does, her loyalty is unshakable. The mystic reveals itself through her connection to the subtle, dreams, symbols, synchronicity, ancestral patterns. She may be drawn to the occult, energy healing, or trauma work, not as a curiosity, but as a soul calling. Psychologically, this position often comes with early karmic clearing. Sabrina may have had to face betrayal, loss, or emotional abandonment not as punishment but as preparation. She's learning how to hold space for truth without collapsing into pain, how to remain open in the presence of intensity. The challenge lies in over-isolation or emotional numbness. K2's detachment can become avoidance if not integrated. She might sometimes disappear emotionally, shutting people out not out of cruelty, but self-preservation. But the deeper path is about transformation through surrender, not rejecting pain, but transmuting it. At her most integrated, Sabrina becomes a quiet force of emotional strength and spiritual clarity. She doesn't need to speak much. Her energy speaks for her. She becomes the person others instinctively turn to in times of emotional crisis, not because she rescues, but because she understands. She doesn't just navigate depth, she lives in it and shows others how to find the light within it. Jupiter and Mars in the ninth house, both placed in Mula Nakshatra in the sign of Sagittarius. The ninth house governs higher knowledge, belief systems, spiritual wisdom, long distance travel, and the search for truth. When both Jupiter, the natural ruler of Sagittarius, and Mars, the fiery initiator, come together here, Sabrina's life is deeply aligned with the pursuit of purpose, clarity, and truth. This is a placement of fierce conviction, bold exploration, and deeply personal philosophical transformation. Mula Nakshatra, ruled by K2, is the nakshatra of roots, digging beneath the surface, uprooting falsehoods, and uncovering essential truths. It doesn't shy away from destruction if that's what's needed to reach the core. With both Jupiter and Mars in this space, Sabrina carries the psychological signature of a spiritual warrior. She's here not just to learn, but to unlearn, deconstruct, and rebuild belief systems based on deeper truths she discovers through her own experience. Jupiter in Mula fuels her with an expansive, independent spirituality. She's not one to follow doctrine blindly. Her faith, optimism, and ethical compass are forged through personal experience, especially through the difficult, raw kind. This makes her a deeply sincere seeker. Mars, on the other hand, gives her the courage to pursue what she believes. It empowers her to take bold action in the direction of her ideals, making her someone who fights for truth, justice, or a higher moral principle. This pairing activates the visionary and the reformer archetypes. The visionary expresses itself in her long-term philosophical pursuits. Sabrina likely sees far beyond the present, intuitively guided by a sense of mission. The reformer is evident in her approach to belief. She is not afraid to question what's been handed down, and she may often feel compelled to challenge outdated ideologies, whether spiritual, social, or educational. Psychologically, this is the chart of someone who evolves through shedding. Sabrina's belief systems may go through radical shifts, especially after major life events. There may have been a spiritual crisis, loss of faith, or sudden awakening that changed her path. And while these periods can feel destabilizing, they always lead her closer to alignment with her core purpose. The challenge lies in balancing the destructiveness of Mula with the guidance of Jupiter and the drive of Mars. She may struggle with dogmatism, spiritual superiority, or burning bridges in moments of frustration with false beliefs, either her own or others. But when these forces are integrated, she becomes a guide for others walking their own path through the unknown. At her highest, Sabrina becomes a torchbearer of awakened truth. She doesn't just explore wisdom, she embodies it. Her journey is not about being right, it's about being real. And through that authenticity, she inspires others to face the uncomfortable truths they've been avoiding, showing that the most powerful faith is the kind that has survived fire. Moon in the 12th house, placed in Ravati Nakshatra in the sign of Pisces. The 12th house represents the unseen, the world of dreams, intuition, solitude, and surrender. It governs the subconscious, isolation, spiritual retreat, and dissolution of the ego. When the moon, planet of emotions, habits, and sensitivity, resides here, it creates a deeply intuitive and emotionally porous nature. For Sabrina, this placement makes her inner life rich, vivid, and sometimes overwhelming. Her emotions are shaped not just by present experiences, but by undercurrents of memory, dreams, and even collective emotional energy. Ravati Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, is the final nakshatra of the zodiac, symbolizing completion, transcendence, and spiritual refinement. It holds the wisdom of all the other signs and stars, making it gentle, nurturing, and deeply attuned to emotional subtleties. In Pisces, a sign already linked to mysticism and empathy, this creates a profoundly sensitive emotional body. Sabrina likely feels everything, her own moods, the energy in a room, even the unspoken needs of others. With Moon and Ravati in the 12th, emotions may be hard to articulate. They are felt deeply, but often processed in solitude. Sabrina may need frequent retreat from the world to reconnect with herself, and she may find peace only in spaces where she can feel emotionally invisible or spiritually free. This isn't escapism, it's restoration. Her subconscious is active and possibly dream-rich, making her a natural visionary, poet, or emotional healer. This placement activates the mystic and the creator archetypes. The mystic arises from her connection to the invisible. She may be drawn to spirituality, counseling, dream work, or artistic expression as a way to bridge inner and outer worlds. The creator emerges through her emotional imagination. Sabrina doesn't just feel emotions, she translates them into art, intuition, or compassion that helps others feel seen. Psychologically, this moon can bring both deep compassion and emotional vulnerability. Sabrina may have felt unseen or emotionally unheld in early life, leading her to become her own emotional sanctuary. She might have learned to comfort herself through fantasy, music, nature, or creative rituals. There can also be a longing to merge with something greater, a partner, a purpose, or the divine. The challenge lies in emotional boundaries. With such an open emotional system, Sabrina may absorb others' feelings without realizing it, leading to confusion, fatigue, or emotional escapism. She may retreat or dissociate when overwhelmed, needing space to recalibrate. Learning to distinguish her own feelings from what she absorbs becomes crucial for her emotional clarity. At her highest expression, Sabrina becomes an emotional alchemist. She brings healing not by fixing, but by witnessing. Her empathy is her superpower. When balanced, it becomes a source of profound intuition and grace. Whether through quiet counsel, spiritual practice, or creative expression, she touches the soul of others, not because she speaks loudly, but because she feels truly and listens beyond words.